It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
Yes, sir. We're ready for Dad Joke Friday here on The Tracy Show at KMHL. Greg is with us on the line. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Heath. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. Happy Dad Joke Friday. Here we go. Yeah. I know quite a few jokes, Greg, about retired people.
Okay.
Yeah, but unfortunately, most of them don't work.
Oh, Heath, I don't know if I told you this, but I'm practicing for a bug eating contest.
A bug eating contest? No, you hadn't told me that.
Yeah, I've got butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, it'll be all right, Greg. Hey, why do officers in the military not shower every day?
Why do officers in the military not shower? I don't know why.
They want to retain their rank.
I don't think I told you this either, but the other day I got interviewed by the police, and really? I just kept saying no comment.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get the job.
Oh, dang it. Hey, what's the opposite of high stakes, Greg?
High stakes? I don't know what.
Ground beef.
Ground beef. Oh, Heath, I found out the other day why nurses carry red crayons all the time.
Why nurses carry red crayons? Why is that?
Well, in case they have to draw blood.
Oh, boy. Hey, what exam do 100% of women fail, Greg?
I don't know. What is it?
A prostate exam.
Yep, there you go. the other day I saw a woman with a t-shirt that said guess on it.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently implants was not the appropriate response.
You could also go 325. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea either way.
Good old classic guest t-shirts.
Those were good.
Don't see around as much anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Well, one of my buddies working with a personal trainer, and he asked the guy, so what machine should I use here to make myself attractive to more women?
And what'd he say?
The ATM.
Heath, what do you call a bedpan in Russia?
A bedpan? I'm not sure.
A poo tin.
Oh, that was a good one.
He's probably listening.
He probably is. He always is, actually. Back to exercise. I'm actually hiding from exercise these days, Greg.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in the fitness protection program.
So I went to the doctor the other day, and he told me that I have Tom Jones syndrome, and I asked him if that's common.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he responded, it's not unusual.
It's not unusual. I should have had the clip ready for that one. Hey, why did the Jaguar eat the tightrope walker?
Why did the Jaguar eat the I'm not sure why.
Because he wanted a balanced meal.
Oh, you mentioned the clip just a second ago. I should start informing you of those.
Yeah, ones. You should.
That would have been a good one. Dun, 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 dun. Well, I don't think I told you this either, but someone keeps sending me flowers with all of the heads cut off.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm being stalked.
Oh. Hey, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
A hippo and a Zippo. I don't know what.
One's a little lighter.
So the other day, Christina tripped and dropped the basket of clothes that she just ironed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I watched it all unfold.
No. I was thinking the other day, Greg, it's too bad they didn't have more root beer on the Titanic.
Really?
You thought that? Root beer floats.
I like that.
Thanks.
The other day, Soren comes in and he says, I suck at playing the trumpet.
Oh, yeah?
I told him, well, that's probably why.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm going to blow in that thing, man. Oh, I grilled a chicken for 2 hours yesterday, Greg.
2 hours?
Yeah, he still wouldn't tell me why he hit across the road.
Oh, classic chicken joke. I wonder how many variations or iterations there are. Oh, gosh,
millions of that one.
Well, my friend always wanted a son with a foreign-sounded name, so after they gave birth, they decided to name him Mark, but with a C.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're going to be super excited to see Kark's birth certificate that came in the mail.
Did you hear about the Russian guy that only paid 5 cents for his prosthetic eye?
Oh, two Russian jokes are going to really be in trouble. Right? No.
Yeah, his name's Nikolai.
I like that. I'm sorry, I couldn't get to Kark's, but...
Kark. Poor Kark.
Oh, man. Well, last joke I have today, Heath. What's a vampire's favorite fruit?
A vampire's favorite fruit? I'm not sure.
Nectarine.
Well, of course it is. Here's my last one, then. What do you call somebody who's attracted to strong upper arms, Greg?
Strong upper arms. I don't know what.
Biceptual.
Biceptual. Okay.
There you go, Dad Joke Friday, courtesy of the Prairie View Senior Living in Tracy.